meet the legal threshold required for granting an interim order to halt the recruitment process. He urged that the court should dismiss the application with costs awarded to the state, adding that the court had reserved its ruling to 11th December 2025 at 9:30 hours. In the same proceedings, Attorney General Kabesha successfully applied to remove President Hakainde Hichilema, the Judicial Service Commission and the National Assembly from the case, asserting that the proper party to be sued in the matters was the Attorney General, Mr. Kabesha, who was assisted by Shiresa Molonda, who is the Deputy Chief State Advocate, Nambo Muya, Principal State Advocate, and Kamiji Sakachiva, State Advocate from the Attorney General's Chambers. On the other hand, Legal Resources Foundation was represented by Semeza Sangwa and Associates. And within a separate development, the Energy Regulation Board dismissed claims of a national diesel crisis, stating that Zambia's reserves are sufficient to meet daily demand. On December 3, 2025, Ndola Fuel Depot had 15.2 million litres, while Tanzania's Kikamboni tank farm had 10.42 million litres. According to the ERB Public Relations Manager, Namukolo Kasumba, she said that isolated shortages are the result of logistical issues such as transportation delays and supply scheduling issues. She also stated that the ERB is working with fuel suppliers to resolve disruptions and restore normal supply patterns. Within international news this morning, Rwanda's Paul Kagame and Congo's Felix Tshisekedi arrive in Washington today to endorse a U.S.-brokered peace accord alongside President Donald Trump, positioning the White House as the stage for ending Africa's most protracted conflict in the eastern DR Congo. Building on a June initial agreement and November framework, leaders aim to ratify commitments for troop withdrawals, militia disarmament, and economic cooperation amid M23 rebel advances that displayed over 100,000 last month alone. The U.S. diplomats framed today's meeting as the final push after African-led initiatives like Angola's Luanda process and Kenya's Nairobi talks collapsed under mutual accusations. Rwanda backing M23, Kinshasa of sheltering genocidaire FDLR fighters. Still within international news, Libyan authorities have announced a major ramp-up in deporting irregular migrants, mostly from sub-Saharan Africa, back to their home countries. The move comes as European nations step up efforts to stop migrant arrivals. With Italy just 300 kilometers away, Libya remains a main departure point for thousands risking dangerous sea journeys to Europe each year. At a press conference in Tripoli, Interior Minister Imad Tarablesi emphasized that Libya had received limited international support in handling migration, despite significant efforts by Libyan authorities. The European Union says it has spent over €500 million on migration issues in Libya between 2015 and 2027. Trablesi noted that as many as 3 million irregular migrants have passed through Libya in the last 15 years, often arriving with their families, raising concerns over long-term settlement. The minister stressed that Libya will not act as a holding ground for migrants intercepted at sea. He outlined a repatriation program aiming to return thousands of migrants, especially women, children and the elderly, with two flights per week scheduled this month. We take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original, told you to expect some more. Take notice, what you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno. Choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones. Yatuma Batani. Now ready available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno. Expect more.
Say hello to original.
Hot off the press news from Lusaka, Otagwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Within your sports news this morning, human rights experts are warning against possible threats ahead of next year's FIFA World Cup, highlighting the need to protect immigrant communities, foreign visitors and journalists covering the games. We monitored African News Sports.
You Human rights experts are warning against possible threats ahead of next year's FIFA World Cup, highlighting the need to protect immigrant communities, foreign visitors, and the journalists covering the games. This comes as the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has led to the expulsion of thousands of illegal migrants in the U.S.
The World Cup does not become a pretext for a stifling dissent or a standing mass surveillance. Every player, fan, journalist, and resident have the right to participate and protest without fear of sanction, arbitrary detention, or any sort of discriminatory treatment, and in this case also of deportation.
And with U.S. President Donald Trump ramping up immigration enforcement across the country, there is fear that federal law enforcement officers will arrest workers and even travelers during the games. This has indeed raised fears among some football enthusiasts.
Has repeatedly promised that the world is...
FIFA suggestions for the 2026 plans include guidelines on non-discrimination, security, preventing trafficking, protecting unhoused people and workers' rights, including for migrant workers.
And within the recap of the headlines this morning, composition of ECZ commissioners worries opposition Democratic Union DU, raising concerns about fairness of the 2026 polls. The Attorney General of the Republic of Zambia, Mulilo Kabesha, challenges an application seeking to suspend the ongoing recruitment process of judges for the Superior Court. In international news, Kagame and Tshisekedi in Washington for peace talks. On Sunday in sports news, human rights experts warn against possible threats ahead of FIFA World Cup.
The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated.
The Power FM News was brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice, take notice. What you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line of Techno Accessories. From chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose Techno. Choose original Techno Accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones. Yatuma Batari. Now ready, available in all authorized Techno stores countrywide. Techno. Expect more.
Say hello to original.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power.
Yo, what up, what it do? I go by the name of Nae Long, a.k.a. Daddy Dong, yeah.
Big Nash, hot damn. Put it in my face, that is awesome. Four chains, gone fam. But I got kicked, bang dam.
And you're listening to Power FM 91.3.
Bang dam,
take two.
Today, the best maize grain Zambia has to offer are perfectly toasted into golden flakes that pack a big crunch. Today, start big with Stick Tree Corn Flakes.
We work hard for what we do. We strive for greatness. Heavier than DJ Feezy. Power FM, you dig?
Today's Power Weather Update.
Current temperature in Lusaka is 18 degrees Celsius. It is quite cloudy with cloud cover of 95%, while wind gusts are blowing at 43 kilometers per hour. Humidity is at 88%, while indoor humidity is at 76%, so slightly humid. During the daytime, you can expect some temperature highs of 24 degrees Celsius, with some widely separated thundershowers this morning, which will be broken up into intervals. But you can expect them to kind of venture into the afternoon, and then there should be at least an hour and a half of rainfall. At night, you can expect an hour of rainfall, as there will be a thunderstorm in certain spots this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy for most of Lusaka. Temperatures are expected to drop, actually, from 24 degrees Celsius to 17 degrees Celsius by nighttime. Sunrise within Lusaka was at 5:27, but sunset can be expected at 18:27. Now, taking a trip all the way to Somalia and Mogadishu, the current temperature is 27 degrees Celsius. It's hot, and it's 6 already. It is mostly cloudy with cloud cover of 81%. And to make it even worse, it's extremely humid as humidity is at 82%, both indoors and outdoors. During the daytime, it's going to get even worse as temperatures are expected to increase to 31 degrees.